弟兄姐妹大家平安。
I made peace to all my brothers and sisters.
很高兴我们可以在一起聚集在教会，来享受敬拜神的乐趣。
Thank God that we can all gather here to enjoy worship.
那我们可以照圣经所说的以神为乐。
So that we can live according to the Bible, which states that God is the joy of our life.
现在奉主耶稣圣名，一起来查考神赐旌旗给敬畏他的人。
And now, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I commence today's sermon that God gives a banner to those who fear Him.
我们请翻开诗篇六十篇。
Let's turn to the book of Psalm chapter 60.
诗篇六十篇。
Psalm chapter 60.
第四节
Verse 4
诗篇六十篇第四节你把旌旗赐给敬畏你的人可以为真理扬起来
For you have given a banner to those who fear you that it may be displaced because of the truth
这是大卫的诗
This is a psalm of David
这一篇诗在前面的注解里面也特别说是大卫的金诗
In the beginning, in the footnote, it mentioned that he is
Miktam.
Oh, he is a Miktam of David.
这是从五十六篇开始的五篇的金诗里面，可能是唯一一篇是大卫当王之后所写的。
And this starting from verse Psalm 56 to this psalm, this might be the only psalm that David wrote this when he was a king.
前面的诗篇基本上都是他在逃亡的时候，在困难的时候所写，他的后来回忆的。
In the previous psalms, he wrote those psalms when he was in danger, when he was running away.
这一篇诗是他已经当王，国位稳定国家也是很兴旺的时候。
And he composed the psalm when he was a king and when his kingdom was at peace.
可是再一次的，他经历了。好像被神忘记的那个苦境。
But once again, he felt that God has once again forgotten about him.
他再一次的碰到艰难。
And that he again faces a trial.
他经历了神的愤怒。
And he endured the wrath of God.
那这当中让他曾经很疑惑过，怎么会这样子？
And during this time, he questioned God and why it happened.
可是当他想到神的时候,
But when he think of God,
他再次的得到一个结论,
that he once again draws a conclusion,
是神帮助他打败敌人的,
that it is God who helped him to defeat his enemies.
在神里面, 他是有希望的,
that in God there is hope.
所以诗篇六十篇呢, 一开头的时候, 他就一个很详细的描述，他这篇诗在什么情况下写成。
And so in the beginning of the psalm, it describes the condition when this was composed.
这个一开始是说大卫与两河间的亚兰，并所巴的亚兰征战的时候。
It mentioned that he fought against Mesopotamia and Syria of Zobah.
那表示他这个时候是在。打战，跟亚兰国在打战。
And so he composed this psalm when he was in war with Syria.
而且是跟两河，就是在米索波大米的亚兰在打仗。
Also against Mesopotamia.
然后是有另外一个是在索巴的这个亚兰国在征战。
And Syria of Zobah.
但是在这个他在征战的时候呢，现在突然约押转回，在岩谷攻击以东。
And during this time, Joab returned and killed 12,000 Edomites.
在岩谷这个地方，它是在南边呢，在死海旁边呢。
And it is in the Valley of Salt. It is in the south.
那这表示是在大卫国境的南边。
And so it is towards the north of his kingdom.
它是在。国家的北边亚兰国在那北边，在那边征战的。
And so, the kingdom of Syria is north of his kingdom.
现在以东在南边，现在也来跟他打仗。
And now the kingdom in the south is also at war with him.
这个是大卫没有预料到的，所以他赶快的派约押 到南边来啊，抵挡以东人。
And so this was something that he did not predict. So he asked Joab to fight against the kingdom in the north.
啊，这里说他杀了12,000人。
And here mentioned that he killed 12,000 Edomites.
那表示他本来是得胜的。
And so he should have brought victory.
但是这个时候，那时候大卫做这军师，叫人学习，要交给这个士班的班长啊。
But this was written for teaching, to a victim of David.
那表示这个是有一段历史，是我们在历史里面，在列王记或者是撒母耳记里面的历史没有记载的。
And so this was a history that was recorded in 1 Kings and 1 Samuel.
这一段的历史在撒母耳记下。
And this was recorded in 2 Samuel.
撒母耳记下第八章，我们找到了一个历史。
2 Samuel chapter 8.
撒母耳记下第八章。
2 Samuel chapter 8.
从第一节开始。
Verse
1. 这个跟历代志上的十八章是有关系的。
And this is correlated.
也有一个记录是相类似的。
First King chapter 18, a very similar history.
第八章的一开头是说大卫攻打非利士人，把他们制服了，他们从他们手中就夺取了京城的权柄。
So after it came to pass that David attacked the Philistines and subdued them.
这个时候，非利士人其实也没有对大卫有什么威胁？这是大卫主动去攻击非利士人。
And during this time, the Philistines were not a threat to David, and he attacked them himself.
第二节说，他又攻打摩押人，使他们躺卧在地上。
Then he defeated Moab, forcing them down to the ground.
然后他就用绳子量啊，量两绳的杀了，量一绳的就存活。
And then he measured them off with the line, with two lines he measured off those be put to death.
那表示成人就把他杀了，小孩子就留下来嘛。
So those who are adults he killed, and he kept alive the children.
好，那摩押人就归服大卫，给他进贡了。
And so the Moabites became David's servants.
这个时候，他攻打非利士人，攻打摩押人，都是他主动去。他们这非利士人、摩押人都没有对他有什么威胁，没有什么理由，但是大卫就是去攻打他们。
And so during this time, he initiated an attack towards the Philistines and the Moabites.
好，到第三节。
In verse
3. 那索巴王利和的儿子哈大底谢往大河去，要夺回他的国权，大卫就攻打他。
Verse 3. David also defeated Hadadezer, the king of Rehob, the son of Rehob.
那这个就是这是索巴，就是这个亚兰国，就是这诗篇第六十篇里面讲的这个在索巴的亚兰人。
And this is the kingdom of Syria of Zobad.
这个王的儿子，他们这个哈大底谢，他们是往大河那边去，就是往米索波大米去哈，要去夺回他的国权，表示他们本来他们是在征战，他这个。索巴王是要去把他的国家夺回来哈。
And so during this time, he went to recover his territory at the river Euphrates. So the king of Zobah is trying to win back his territory.
那这个时候，大卫去攻打他。
And so during this time, David attacked him.
那表示大卫是趁这个索巴王去打仗的时候，趁这个机会去攻打。
So David used the opportunity when king of Zobah is at war to attack him.
他是趁人之危的。
So he's taking advantage of him.
所以这个时候，你看第四节是说他也要打胜仗啊，擒拿了他的马兵1700，步兵20,000，将拉战车的马砍断蹄筋，但留下100辆车的马。
So again he won the battle and he took with him 1,000 chariots, 700 horsemen, and 20,000 foot soldiers.
他打胜，他也夺了许多的财物。
He won the battle, and he also took a lot of the things that he attacked.
那这个时候，你看大马色第五节，大马色的亚兰人就来帮助索巴王哈大底谢，然后大卫也杀了亚兰人22,000。
And in verse 5, when the Syrians of Damascus came to help Hadadezer, king of Zobah, David killed 22,000 of the Syrians.
这一段历史应该就是诗篇六十篇里面所描述的。
And so this verse is referring to the beginning of Psalm 60.
那你再看这个过程，好像他们都很顺利啊，都打赢啊。
And if you look at the recording, it was a very smooth victory for him.
大卫还从这个哈大底谢这个所巴王里面得了很多的金盾牌。
And he also was able to take a lot of the plunder from the war.
然后也得了很多的铜金金。跟铜那个盾牌就带回耶路撒冷去了。
And he won a lot of silver and gold coin.
那他就把这些器皿就献给神了。
And then he offered all of this to God.
好，那你如果看第十三节啊。
And if you look at verse 13.
第十三节，大卫在岩谷杀了亚兰18,000人，回来就得了大名。
And David made himself a name when he returned from killing 18,000 Syrians in the Valley of Salt.
然后十四节说，又在以东全地设立防营，以东人就归服大卫。大卫无论往哪里去，神都使他得胜。
And verse 14, he also put garrisons in Edom. Throughout all Edom, he put garrisons, and all the Edomite became David's servant.
我们就看到，哎，这个时候就记载着在岩谷所发生的战事了。
And so here talks about the soldiers of the Valley of Salt.
其实在岩谷这里应该是跟以东人征战。
And in the Valley of Salt, he was at war with the Edomites.
那这个时候其实就是以东人哦，他们趁大卫北上在打仗的时候，他们从南边去攻击大卫。
And Edomites used the opportunity of him fighting against the northern kingdom to take advantage of David.
所以敌人也是趁他不在的时候出去打仗，北边打仗，他们从南边来，趁机而入。
So, his enemies also took advantage of him and attack from the south.
那这个时候，你看大卫紧急的就派了约押到南边来打仗。
And so during this time, David sent Joab to the northern kingdom to fight.
那看起来
，to the southern kingdom.
一开始的时候，他们应该是打输的。
In the beginning, they were losing the war.
因为撒母耳记下里面，他都只有讲出得胜的结论而已。
Because in 2 Samuel, it only talked about the result.
他就没有写这当中所发生的经过了。
It didn't record down the process of the war.
一个战争的过程很长，但他就写结果。
The process of a war is very long, and he only recorded down the result.
但是并不是他一开始就一路胜到底，不是的。
But it doesn't mean that he was winning the war throughout the entire time.
其实诗篇六十篇让我们看到，他一开始是败仗的。
From Psalm 60, we can tell that in the beginning he was losing the war.
而且是败得很严重。
And he was losing miserably.
对他来说，就是一个很大的打击。
And to David, it was a great trial for God.
那个时候，他发现好像神不高兴。
And during this time, he felt that perhaps God is unhappy with him.
好，那这一段啊，他们被打败的历史呢，诗篇六十篇就写出来。
So the history of them losing is recorded in Psalm 60.
我们现在看回来诗篇六十篇。
Let's turn back to Psalm 60.
诗篇六十篇。
Psalm 60.
这是大卫所得到一个教训。
And so this is a lesson from God.
那他也后来得到了结论，我们在这一篇会看到。
And he also came to a conclusion.
第一节他说，神啊，你丢弃了我们，使我们破败，你向我们发怒，求你使我们复兴。
Verse 1, O God, you have cast us off, you have broken us down, you have been displeased, O restore us again.
他说是你丢弃了我们，是神丢弃了我们。
And he mentioned that you have cast us off.
是你向我们发怒。
That you have given your wrath towards us.
第二说，你使地震动，而且崩裂。
And that you have made the earth tremble, you have broken it.
然后求你将烈火医好，因为地摇动。
Heal its breaches, for its shaking.
第三节。
Three.
你叫你的民遇见艰难，你叫我们喝那使人东倒西歪的酒。
You have shown your people hard things, you have made us drink the wine of confusion.
这几节从第一节到第三节，你会看到，他都说是神啊，都是你做的。
And from verse 1 to 3, we can see that he's saying that God, it is you who's doing this to us.
是, 好像是, 他们是被神丢弃的人。
As if they were forsaken.
现在神向他发怒。
And now God is angry with him.
那他现在知道是神让他们遇到艰难。
And that he knows that it is God who's giving them this tribulation.
那所以 一开头的时候, 如果从表面上看, 诶, 他们不是跟以东人打仗吗?
So in the beginning, it looks as if he was fighting against the Edomites.
他们如果打败仗, 应该是以东人让他们打败啊, 就是以东人打败他们啊。
And if they have lost the battle, it's because Edomites have defeated them.
所以他当时候在战败的危机当中, 表面上好像是从这个以东人来的, 但其实不是。
And on the surface, it may seem like it is the Edomites who may possibly defeat them.
其实他国家被打败,
but the fact that they are in danger and that they are at war is from God.
这个时候大卫他也看明了。And
David saw this clearly.
所以他在这个战败当中,他跟神祷告。
So when he was losing the battle, he prayed to God.
他知道只有求告神才有可能复兴。
And he knows that only by praying to God that they may be victorious.
因为他们现在被他们现在破败，他们现在处在这种境况，是从神来的作为。
Because now that they have been broken, it is this is a trial from God.
所以他说求神，你使我们复兴。
So here says that restore us again.
哦，那他就祷告了。
And so he prayed.
第二节他说。 你使地震动而且崩裂，就是你现在临在的时候，地就震动，然后地裂开了。In
verse 2, you have made the earth tremble, you have broken it.
但是只有你可以把这个裂口医好。But
only you can heal this kingdom again.
因为地摇动，那表示这个是因为神在他们当中，神生气的结果。And
the earth tremble at the wrath of God.
那所以呢，我们要看到大卫。 他现在对他自己现在所做的事情，他发现其实这些艰难是神让他发生，神要教训他的。So
David now reflects and realizes that this tribulation is a lesson from God.
那第三节说，你叫我们喝那使人东倒西歪的酒啊。Verse
3, you have made us drink the wine of confusion.
那这个让他们这样很混淆，到底说，哎，到底他去，他这个怎么会？ 怎么会做这种决定呢？
And they were confused and they were making the wrong decisions.
其实这个就是神愤怒的酒，让他喝下去的。
And so this is the cup of God's wrath.
如果我们看以赛亚书啊，
And if we look into the book of Isaiah,
圣经里面这个东倒西歪，让人东倒西歪的酒， 以赛亚书51章，
This wine of confusion is also mentioned in 51.
以赛亚书51章啊，
Isaiah 51.
这通常都在表明神他发怒的结果。
And this is a result of the wrath of God.
51章17节。
51 verse 17.
耶路撒冷啊，兴起，兴起，站起来！你从神手中喝了他愤怒之杯，喝了那使人东倒西歪的爵，以致喝尽了。Awake,
awake, stand up, O Jerusalem, you who have drunk at the hand of the Lord the cup of his fury. You have drunk the dregs of the cup of trembling and drained it out.
这里就特别提到这个神愤怒的杯。
And here especially mentioned the cup of his fury.
喝了之后就东倒西歪。
And after they drink it, they were trembling.
但这个时候，这个时候，那个先知的信息说，耶路撒冷赶快起来。
And the message from the prophet was to awake.
那表示说要从这个神的愤怒里面觉醒。
That they have to awake from the confusion they were in.
要知道为什么神会生气。
And they have to understand why God was angry.
那如果能够改变，才有办法醒悟，才会清醒过来。
And if they can change, then they can awake.
看耶利米书25章。
And let's also turn to Jeremiah.
耶利米书25章。
Jeremiah chapter 25.
第15节。
Verse 15.
耶利米书25章的15节。
Jeremiah chapter 25 verse 15.
主以色列的神对我如此说：“你从我手中接这杯愤怒的酒， 使我所差遣你去的各国的民喝。十六节。
16。
他们喝了就要东倒西歪，并要发狂，因我使刀剑临到他们中间。
15. For thus says the Lord God of Israel to me, take this wine cup of fury from my hand, and cause all the nations to whom I send you to drink it. 16. And they will drink and stagger and go mad because of the sword that I will send among them.
17节，那我就从神的手中就接了这杯，就给神所差遣我去的各国的民喝了。
17. Then I took the cup from the Lord's hand and made all the nations drink to whom the Lord had sent me.
你看，这个就是神愤怒的时候那个人会有的结果。
And so this is the result of God's wrath towards His people.
这个神的愤怒，这个人会有这个表现呢？但是喝了这个酒之后，喝醉的结果。
And so those who drink of this wine will stagger and go mad.
所以大卫他当时候他面临他自己被打败的处境哈。他就知道说，其实是神让他喝了这个叫人东倒西歪的酒。
And so during this time, David faced the losing of this battle, and he felt as if he was staggering.
那这个表示说，我们有时候在做一件事情的时候，我们一开始以为很对。
And so this serves as a reminder that sometimes we feel like we may doing the right thing.
但是其实神是不喜悦的。
But actually, God is not pleased.
那等到我们尝到那个结果，就是结果并没有像我们预期那么顺利，反而是就是失败，就是挫折。
And until we face that that tribulation, and that we realize is
那时候我们就经历好像神把我们丢掉一样。
Then that we are not doing the right thing, and that God had forsaken us.
是神让我们破败，让我们落到这种情况。
That God had break us.
那时候其实我们才发现，其实我们真的像喝了那个东倒西歪的酒。
And it is as if we're drinking the wine of confusion.
那这个在说明我们要时常的警醒，要很注意我们做的决定。
And this tells us that we need to be alert and often reflect on what we are doing.
你看当时候历史里面在说大卫他去攻打非利士人跟摩押人。
And in history, records David attacking the Philistine and the Moabites.
或者是他接下去趁这个索巴王啊亚大底谢他们在战乱的时候，他趁人之危去攻打他们。
Or he took advantage of Syria of the king of Syria and attacked the Edomites.
他其实他这些动作都不是求问神或者是神的指示去做的。
And he did all of these things without asking of the request of God.
他从他自己当王要让国度扩张的想法里面去做，这个就应该他很自然。
And he did this for the purpose of expanding his kingdom.
但其实这件事情是神不喜悦的。
But this was something that God was displeased.
神要赐给他国度。
That God had given him his kingdom.
让他的王位能够稳固。
And that he has established him on his throne.
其实最重要的是有神的同在。
And so what's more important is that God is with him.
就是说他所做的每一件事情都是按照神的指示来做。
That everything he does is according to the will of God.
他其实不需要用他自己的方式去争取，然后让他的国度扩张。
And he actually didn't need to use his own authority and his power to control all the territories.
因为是的，他有这个能力去做。
Even though he has the capability to do so.
好像这样去做的结果，对他的国家会更好。
And he thinks that by doing this, it is better for his kingdom.
但其实却是神不喜悦的事。
But actually, God was very displeased with him.
因为他所想要的，其实神也可以给。
Because what he wanted, God could have given him.
那如果神告诉他去做，他照着去做就没事了。
And if he did according to God's will, then he will not have faced this big trial from God.
所以有时候我们会走到神面前去的。
And so sometimes we walk in front of God.
我们会很自然觉得说，我这样做应该就是最好的。
And we naturally think that by doing so, it is the best for me.
但是我们事后才会发现说，其实不见得。
But later on, we realize that it is not so.
就是当我们遇到艰难的时候。
And until we face some type of tribulation,
所以这个遇到艰难，其实是神的手要把他们拉回来。
And so this tribulation from God is God's hand delivering them again.
哦，你看那时候，如果神让大卫就一直很顺利的，很每一件事情都打胜仗。
And if God had given him victory after victories.
但其实有很多事情一定会超越神的指示，他就认为他自己可以做所有的决定。
Then he would feel like he is in control of everything.
所以在这个时候，神他的慈爱的手就让他们遇到艰难。
And so this time his loving hand he has delivered him this tribulation.
让他们经历神的愤怒。
And that he had to endure through the wrath of God.
然后他就醒悟，赶快反过来想想看。
Then he awake and he reflect on his action.
所以我们今天在我们的信仰生活里面呢。
So today in our journey of faith.
有时候我们遇到艰难，其实不见得是坏事。
Sometimes facing tribulation is not necessarily a bad thing.
那就是让我们去思想，我们日常生活所做的决定都合神旨意吗？
It is a chance for us to reflect on every decision we make in our life.
所以传道书他告诉我们一句话哈。
So in the book of Ecclesiastes, it tells us.
第七章。
Chapter 7.
传道书第七章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 7.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
七章十四节他说，遇到亨通的日子，你当喜乐。遭患难的日子，你当思想，因为神使这两样并列，为的是叫人查不出身后有什么事。
14. In the day of prosperity be joyful, but in the day of adversity consider, surely God has appointed the one as well as the other, so that man can find out nothing that will come after him.
这里特别提到亨通的日子让喜乐。
It says, in the days of prosperity be joyful.
但这个喜乐并不能够是说让我放纵， 我可以为所欲为，因为我现在在亨通，表示神很喜爱我，所以我做什么事都没有问题。
But this joyful does not mean that we can do whatever we want and enjoy in our lustly desire.
而是知道说这个亨通其实神的祝福。
But it is an understanding that this prosperity is a blessing from God.
神的祝福是因为我们愿意听神的话。
And we are blessed by God because we obey His command.
我们现在照神的指示在生活。
That we are living according to His will.
那神就让我们经历他的祝福。
Then God give us prosperity.
所以在喜乐的时候，我们不会放肆。
So when we are joyful, we are not letting go of ourselves.
在顺境的时候，我们不会放纵情欲。
And when in the day of prosperity, we will not indulge in our lust.
反过来会很注意，神到底跟我说什么，我应该照去做。
But on the contrary, we will be very watchful and consider to live according to the will of God.
所以顺利的日子才不会真的接下去反而带来灾殃了。
And so that the day of prosperity will not end in the day of adversity.
反过来会真的恩上加恩。
But that we will be given blessing upon blessing.
力上加力。
Strength upon strength.
因为我们在亨通的日子，我们可以更有时间，更有心情来服侍神。
Because in the day of prosperity, we will have the time and the energy to serve him.
那这里说遭患难的日子要思想。
And it says in the day of adversity, consider.
那表示遇到艰难呢，一定当中有神的意思。
That in the day of adversity, it is that God has a will in it.
一切都是从神的作为。
That everything comes from his doing.
哦，所以这个时候大卫他现在醒悟，他觉得他这个问题是来自于神。
So David he awake and he realizes that this is from God.
所以他现在要先回到神这里来看。
And he returned to God.
所以我们看，其实有时候神对我们发怒哈，我们如果没有小心，我们会不知道的。
And so sometimes we may not even realize the wrath of God.
因为其实大卫那个时候是趁人之危，是投机的行为，就是他并没有神的指示，他觉得好像这样子他可以得到利益。
Because during the time David was taking advantage of the king of Syria, and he thought that it was the best thing to do.
这个其实是一种侵略，去攻击人家。
And it was an invasion.
那当然神不喜欢啊。
And God was very
神的民哦，神的民是和平的民。
and because his people is people of peace.
所以你看，那个如果这个国度要扩张，神就会给他们下指示，然后出去为他们打仗，他们就得平安，他们就得扩张。
If it is God's will for them to expand the territory, then God would have given him commandments to do this and that.
因为这个国度是神的国啊，神是当王的。
Because this is a kingdom of God, and God is the king.
哦，所以我们常常要去反省，在患难的时候要思想。
And so in the day of adversity, consider.
那就算这个样的一个道理呢，在新约时代。使徒也一直提出来啊。
And the same message was also mentioned by the apostles in the New Testament.
比如说，我们看啊，哥林多前书第十一章。
For example, if we look into 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书第十一章，我们在圣餐礼的时候常常在看的。
First Corinthians chapter 11, which we often mention during Holy Communion.
第十一章的第二十九节。
Chapter 11, verse 29.
从二十七节开始，他就说要按理来吃主的饼，喝主的杯哈。
And starting from verse 27, it mentioned that we must examine ourselves.
二十八节说应当自己省察。
Be let a man examine himself.
那按理是说要能够啊，要用一个很敬畏的态度来领受圣餐。
And that we must take the Holy Communion in a worthy manner.
然后第二十九节说，人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体，就是吃了自己的罪了。
And verse 29, for he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself.
三十节。
30.
他说，因此在你们中间就有好些软弱的、患病的、死的也不少。
30. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep.
那三十一节，我们若是先分辨自己，就不至于受审了。
31. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged.
哦，这个就是啊，我们要有时候遇到一些事情哦，要去想想，到底神是不是在提醒我们一些事情。
And so sometimes when we encounter some things, we need to reflect if this is a reminder from God.
在哥林多教会的时代，你看他们越领圣餐越软弱。
In the time of the Church of Corinth, during this time of Holy Communion, they were very weak.
因为他没有悔改，没有认罪。他每一次就吃了自己的罪。
Because they did not repent, they did not reflect, so they are eating their own sin.
那最后你看，生病的、软弱的，最后死亡的也有。
And so those who were weak and sick among them, and many sleep.
那这个就是变成是在经历神的愤怒。
And so they are enduring the wrath of God.
那如果我们有时候想想看，敌人会是谁呢
？And sometimes we ponder who is our enemy.
今天在我们的社会当中，有时候敌人。往往不是外面的。
Oftentimes, if we look around ourselves, the enemy is not other people.
有时候敌人可能是我们自己啊。
The enemy is ourselves.
我们自己一个自大的心理。
That we may have a boastful heart.
我们自己是觉得说啊，神很爱我，什么事情没有问题。
And that we may think because God loves us, then there is nothing wrong with me.
好，所以那这个时候，其实我们要。警醒，要能够很敏感的去检查，发现问题的核心在哪里。
And so we need to reflect and be sensitive and look into the core of the issue.
大卫他就懂得祷告了。
And so David was a man of prayer.
他这个时候跟神求。
During this time, he pleaded to God.
第六十篇的第四节，他说：“你把旌旗要赐给敬畏你的人。”
In Psalm chapter 16, verse 10, that you have given the thorns.
啊，旌旗啊，那个旌旗就是 banner.
Oh, the banner. Sorry.
他是神的这个旌旗，他是说是给敬畏你的人呢。
That you have given the banner to those who fear you.
那表示说一个敬畏神的人哦，他现在遇到事情，他就会回到神这里来想问题。
And those who fear God will think back to the source of the problem.
所以神要人敬畏他。
So God wants men to fear Him.
那现在他说要把旌旗赐给这样一个人，什么是旌旗呢
？And so He is given a banner to those who fear Him. So what is a banner?
这个旌旗就是一个军队里面的旗帜嘛，哈。
And it is a flag within an army.
旌旗竖起来， 那表示这个地方就得胜了。
And once you put it up, it means that you have been victorious.
在战场上是最明显的。
And it is the most evident on a battlefield.
那个军队驻守的地方一定有它的旗帜。
And where the army stays, there is a banner.
当这个地方被攻占了，换了一个主人了，另外一个旗帜就升起来了。
And if someone else takes control of the army, then the banner changes.
所以现在说，神要把他的旌旗赐给敬畏他的人。
And so now God is going to give the banner to those who fear Him.
所以神的这个旗帜，神的军队要在这个地方得胜。
And so that God's army will be victorious at that place.
然后可以为真理扬起来哈。
And that it may be displaced because of the truth.
那其实这个地方，我们如果看文字上会觉得不明白，为什么突然讲这句话？
And if we just look at the literal meaning, we may be confused.
但其实他这里真理跟这个躲起来这个字在希伯来文的字根里面是同一个字的，
But,
所以有不同的翻译本。
But the original text of the word truth is the same thing as hiding.
所以他这个意思就是说，当这个旌旗在这里的时候，就可以成为逃避敌人攻击的地方了。
And so wherever the banner stays is a place where those who are hiding
就可以得到安全了。
Can receive safety.
所以神的旌旗要给敬畏他的人，他们就可以躲避仇敌的攻击。
So God gives banner to those who fear Him, and those people can hide from the enemy's attack.
所以跑到神的旌旗底下来，就有平安。
So as long as they are under the banner, they are safe.
那就算被打败的时候
，and even if they are attacked,
你要逃跑，你就跑到神的这个旌旗底下来，你就躲藏，你就活命了。
They can run and hide under the banner of God, then they will live.
好啊。那当然，另外一个翻译本，他把它翻成为真理扬起来。这个旌旗可以把真理显扬出来。
And another translation, this word truth means to manifest the truth of God.
那表示说，在这个地方让众人看到这个地方是属神的。
And it means that wherever the banner is, you can see those who belong to God.
我们这一群人是神的人。
That we are God's people.
所以这个是神做王的，神在当元帅的。
And that God is the king, the commander.
所以神是真理。
And that God is the truth.
所以神的道就是真理。
So God's word is the truth.
这里神要把他的旗帜赐给那个敬畏他的人。
And God will give the banner to those who fear him.
那这个旗帜是有神的名字的。这个旗帜是有神的名字。
And this banner has the name of God.
我们看诗篇二十篇。
And let's look at a Psalm chapter 20.
诗篇二十篇。
Psalm 20.
第五节。
Verse 5.
我们要因你的救恩夸胜，要奉我们神的名竖立旌旗。
We will rejoice in your salvation. In the name of our God, we will set up our banners.
那表示这个是有神的名字。
This banner,
奉神的名树立旌旗，
has the name of God. It was erected with the name of God.
在这里可以得到救恩，可以得到胜利。
And from here you can receive salvation and victory.
这个神的旌旗挂着神的名字的。
And this banner hangs the name of God.
那是众人有一个记号，是众人都知道的。
And it is a sign of that his people will recognize.
今天这个一个旌旗要给愿意敬畏神的人。
And today, this banner has been given to those who fear Him.
凡事会懂得从神的角度去反省我们的生命。
And those who knows how to reflect from the perspective of God.
所以，就像大卫他在被打败以后。
And just like David, after he lost the battle.
他并没有去埋怨神。
He didn't complain against God.
他知道是神不高兴的结果。
He knows that God is displeased with him.
所以最好的方法就是回到神那边。要明白为什么神不高兴。
So the best thing for him to do is to return to God and figure out why.
反过来能够成为神所喜悦的人。
And to turn it around and become a man who is pleased by God.
他现在好像是被神丢弃的人一样，所以他被打败了。
And so now he is as if he's a man that has been cast off by God.
可是当他会反省的时候，他就有可能重新成为神所亲爱的人。
But after he reflect on his doing, he becomes one who is beloved.
所以第六十篇的第五节哈。
So in chapter 60, verse 5.
六十篇第五节说，求你应允我们，用右手拯救我们，好叫你所亲爱人得救。
That your beloved may be delivered safe with your right hand and hear me.
这个你就看到这个地方是一个对比，他本来一开始他是认为是被神丢掉的，现在神救了以后就成为神所亲爱的。
So this is a contradiction to the beginning when he was first cast off.
那所以神所亲爱的，那表示他之前被神丢弃这种感觉是暂时的而已啊。
And he is now a beloved one, and the feeling of being cast off was temporary.
所以神的爱显明在神要他们回转。
And so the love of God is shown when he returned.
用艰难让他们懂得要敬畏神，要求问神，要懂得顺服神。
And God uses this big tribulation for him to understand, to return and obey.
最终他们还是神所爱的人。
And in the end, he is still a beloved one of God.
哦，所以我们要了解我们自己的身份啊。
And so today we need to know our identity.
有时候我们可能会惹神发怒。
Sometimes we made God angry.
但是神他遇到我们，让我们遇到患难困苦，他其实是对我们是有爱心的。
But sometimes God gives us tribulation from His love.
他要我们能够回转。
That He wants us to return.
他要让我们在信心上能够更长进的。
That He wants us to grow in our faith.
有时候我们祷告的时候，会发现说，哎，好像祷告没有什么功效。
And sometimes in our prayer, we feel that our prayer is not effective.
那我们就会开始怀疑了，神到底爱不爱我啊？
Then we may perhaps begin to doubt if God loves us.
我们有位弟兄啊，他为他的太太祷告。
And there was a brother who prayed for his wife.
他太太得了癌症。
And his wife has cancer.
那很严重的。
And it was very severe.
这个癌症已经扩散了。
And that the cancer had spread.
他去治疗。
And so she went under. She had therapy.
他这个他的妻子呢，有一个心愿，能够他希望能够有机会再回到故乡去看他的母亲一面。
And his wife had a wish that she can return to her home to meet her mother.
那他就跟神祷告。
So he prayed to God.
那祷告啊，神也真的为他开一条路，虽然身体很虚弱，哎，还是可以回到故乡去。见到他的父母亲。
Even though she was very physically weak, God had opened a road for her, and that she was able to return and visit her mother.
回到家的时候，就开始一直咳嗽。
And after she returned home, she began to cough.
因为这个癌症的关系，就让她这个气管被压迫，一直咳嗽。
And because of cancer, she had trouble breathing.
那她在咳嗽，这个时候身体在受苦，她怎么办呢？
And when she was coughing, she felt pain. And what did she do?
跪下来祷告。
They kneeled down to pray.
那这个做先生呢，他就发现说，每一次只要祷告，咳嗽就停止，然后就可以睡觉。
And as a husband, he realized that whenever they prayed, that the pain would go away, and that she was able to sleep.
哦，所以他发现祷告很有效。
And so he realizes how effective the prayer was.
哇，这个回故乡的一段几个礼拜的日子，他觉得说都是靠祷告在过来的。
And so all those days that they were there, they lived through the prayer.
然后神就带领他们又平安的回到他们所住的地方来。
And then God smoothly guided them to return to their home.
那回到家以后，平安回到家了。
And after they have safely returned home,
现在又一系列的这个治疗要进行。
She was undergoing through a series of therapy.
他的太太又开始咳嗽了。
And his wife began to cough again.
这个时候，他的祷告为他的太太祷告啊，就发现结果不同了。
And this time he prayed, he realizes that it wasn't the same.
他说每一次一祷告，咳得越严重。
Whenever he prayed, she would get worse.
不祷告都还没事。
If he didn't pray, then nothing
would happen. 一祷告就咳不停。
But whenever he prayed, she would continue to cough even worse.
那如果停止祷告就好了。
And when he stopped praying, it would be better.
那时候觉得到底是怎么一回事呢？怎么现在以前祷告会有用，现在祷告都没效，而且还祷告越祷告越糟糕。
And he didn't know what was going on. That before the prayer worked, but now the prayer makes it worse.
他想说是不是神不爱他呢？
And so he thinks maybe God doesn't love him anymore.
还是做错了什么事情，怎么会变这样子呢？
Or maybe he did something wrong, so that he is facing this great tribulation of God.
真的是在信心上遇到一个很大很大的挑战。
And this was a great challenge for him in his faith.
感谢神，他还是继续祷告。
But thank God, he continued to pray.
他在读圣经的时候。
And when he was reading the scripture,
他读到一个经文。
He came upon this verse.
来看诗篇七十七篇。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 77.
诗篇七十七篇。
Psalm 77.
第二节
Verse 2.
我在患难之日寻求主，我在夜间不住地举手祷告，我的心不肯受安慰。
2. In the day of my trouble I sought the Lord, my hand was stretched out in the night without ceasing.
第三节，我想念神就烦躁不安，我沉吟悲伤，心被划分。
I remember God and was troubled, I complained and my spirit was overwhelmed.
第四节说，你叫我不能够闭眼，我烦乱不安，甚至不能说话。
You hold my eyelids open, I'm so troubled that I cannot speak.
好，我们跳过去看第六节。
And let's jump to verse 6.
我想起我夜间的歌曲，扪心自问，我心里面也仔细审查。
I call to remembrance my song in the night, I meditate within my heart, and my spirit makes diligent search.
第七节。
7.
难道主要永远丢弃我，不再施恩吗？
Will the Lord cast off forever, and will He be favorable no more?
第八节，难道他的慈爱永远穷尽，他的应许世世废弃吗？
And verse 8, has His mercy ceased forever? Has His promise failed forevermore?
第九节
9,
难道神忘记开恩，因发怒就止住他的慈悲吗？
Has God forgotten to be gracious? Has he in anger shut up His tender mercies?
第十节
10,
我便说，这是我的懦弱。但我要追念至高者显出右手之年代。
And I said, this is my anguish, but I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High.
这一段圣经，当时我们这位弟兄看了之后很感动。
And when this brother saw this passage, he was very touched.
因为他就经历了这个好像神丢弃他的那种感觉。
Because he had went through this process where he felt that God had cast him off.
可是当他在省察以后。
But after.Upon reflection,
他就发现说，没有错，这个就是这诗篇所说，这就是我的懦弱。
He realizes that,
他竟然怀疑神的爱。
He realizes that he was doubting the love of God.
但是他说，等到我想去想至高者，就是神显出右手的这年代。
And then he considered that, God has, lifted his right hand.
他想到神是怎么样带领他的家庭走过这一个。困难的日子。
And he remembered the days of how God had delivered his family.
神已经带他们走到这个地步来，难道会放弃他不要了吗？
That if God has taken them so far, would he abandon them now?
不会。
No, he wouldn't.
他反而现在想起来了。
And now he remembered.
神其实就是要考验他的信心。
That God is to test him.
就是要让他的这个太太的病呢，成为这个神恩典的见证人。
That His wife's illness becomes a testimony of God's love.
他重新得到信心。
And that he regained strength.
他就继续祷告。
And then he continued to pray.
真的靠神，他把他的重点放在神身上，而不是放在他这个妻子的疾病上面。
And through God, he relied on God and put his faith in God.
他就发现说，病痛就祷告神，交托给神。
And he simply relied on God that of the illness.
夫妻两个就同一个心智了。
And so that the heart of the husband and wife becomes one.
就感谢赞美神。
And they praise and thank God.
哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
And they hallelujah.
当然他们是用灵言祷告的。
And they pray and talk.
但是他们不再为他的病一直很担忧了。
But they no longer worry about their illness.
反过去想到神的作为。
And then instead, they reflect on God's doing.
神怎么让他不可能出国的这个旅程能够很顺利的能完成
？How God had taken them abroad, even though the journey seemed impossible.
让他的心愿都一一的完成。
And that every single wish was fulfilled.
这个不就是神的恩典吗
？And wasn't this a blessing from God?
所以他想到，其实我们是神所爱的。
And then he remembered that we are the beloved ones of God.
神用右手拯救我们。
That God had delivered us with His right hand,
得到力量
and He had gained strength.
得到信心，信心得到坚固了
and he gained faith, and His faith was established.
所以我们有时候真的会经历这样子一个挑战
and so sometimes we may face this type of challenge.
那这个时候，神，你看，当我们 愿意真的来依靠神，跟神他祷跟祷告的时候。
When we truly rely on him and pray to him.
第六节哦，六十篇第六节。
In Psalm 60 verse 6.
神他自己说话的。
God spoken himself.
他指着他的圣洁，我要欢乐。
God
我要分开世界，丈量苏格谷。
God has spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem.
这个时候从第六节开始都是神他用第一人称表示的。
And starting from verse 6, God speaks in first person.
那表示说全地都是他的。
It means that everything belongs to him.
这些国度是神赐给他的百姓。
All these territories were given to his people.
这些敌人，非利士人、摩押人，这些以东人，通通都是在神的掌控底下的。
And all of his enemies, the Philistines, the Moabites, and the Edomites belongs to God.
敌人没有办法向神的选民夸胜。
And that the enemy of God cannot be victorious over his people.
所以第八节，摩押是我的沐浴盆，我要向以东抛鞋，非利士啊，你还能够因我欢呼吗？
Verse 8, Moab is my washpot. Over Edom I will cast my shoe. Philistia shout in triumph because of me.
这个地方就看到神给他们应许，他们必然得胜。
And that God here has given his promise that they will be victorious.
所以最后他们得到一个欢呼的歌颂。
And so in the end, they shouted with praise.
他们求神，神啊，你不是丢弃我们吗？你不和我们进兵同去吗？
They pray to God, is it not you, O God, who cast us off?
继续。
And you, O God, who did not go out with our armies.
神要跟他们去的。
And that God is with them.
所以第十一节他说，求你帮助我们攻击敌人，因为人的帮助是枉然的。
And And in verse 11, give us help from trouble, for the help of men is useless.
这个就是胜利完全是从神来的。
And victory comes from God.
当旌旗竖起的时候，必然得胜。
When the banner is raised, victorious is here.
这个时候，神的百姓一定会得到一个这样的结论。
And that his people will come to this conclusion.
我们依靠神才能够施展大能。
That by relying on God, his
带领我们践踏敌人的就是这位大能全能者。
And that it is this sovereign God who delivers them.
所以当神赐给我们旌旗的时候，我们是得胜的。
And so when God has given us his banner, we are victorious.
是可以为真理做见证的。
That we can be a testimony for the truth.
是可以得到保护的。
That we can be protected.
在这当中，我们更认识神。
And during this time, we will get to know God more.
从诗篇第六十篇，我们就看到大卫他得到一个教训。
And in Psalm 60, we see that David had received his lesson.
不是我们自己认为这样做没有问题，这样很好，就会有一个平坦的路。
And it doesn't mean that if we do according to our thinking, then it is the right thing to do.
没有神的帮助，他去攻击北方南边就开大门，敌人就进来了。
Without God's help, the enemies from the south began their attack.
所以是依靠神才可能得胜的。
But only with God's help, they may be victorious.
所以今天神的这个旌旗要赐给我们。
And so today, God has given us His banner.
这个旌旗是神的爱。
And this banner is His love.
我们看到，你看大卫，他受苦，他被打败，这是神的爱。
And we know that even though David had lost the battle in the beginning, it was also the love of God.
这个旌旗要让我们感受到神要我们成长。
And this banner is for us to grow.
最后我们就可以完全得胜。
So that in the end we can be completely
victorious. 能够完全顺服神。
That we can completely obey.
能够敬畏神。
And that we can fear him.
能够凡事求问神的旨意。
And that we will ask of him in all things.
不管我们做什么，我们都会在神的引导底下来进行。
And no matter what we do according to his will.
那这样的人其实是神所亲爱的。
And
就是有福的。
By this we can become a beloved and blessed one of God.
愿我们都能够成为神所喜爱的人。
And may God help us to become a beloved one.
赐给我们旌旗，让我们不断的得胜。
And God has given us this banner so we can be victorious.
那我们可以为他的真理来做见证。
That we can be a testimony of his truth.
一起来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
176首。
176.
Against the might of Satan's hand, he will help us to withstand. God will always give us the victory.
Now we're going to pray together.
求主耶稣基督来带领我们每一个家庭，每一个弟兄姐妹。
And may Lord Jesus Christ guide all every family and every single one of us.
让我们在生活当中呢，能够时常的尊主为大。
So that in our life we may put God first.
就能够看到神的旌旗。
That we can see the banner of God.
能够顺服他的带领。
And that we can obey His will.
所以我们可以。在生活当中成为他的美好见证人。
And so that in life we can become his wonderful testimony.
当那旌旗出现的时候。
And when his banner appears.
就是表示我们是属他的。
It means that we belong to him.
我们也是顺服他带领的人。
And that we obey his will.
我们为教会的圣工祷告，求主耶稣来开路。
And please continue to pray for the various holy work in church.
我们等一下唱诗的副歌就是176首。
And we will sing the chorus of hymn 176.
一起来祷告。
Now let us pray in one accord.